plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby you're a firework, come on show 'em what you work, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky. How are you today? It is Wednesday the 9th and it is a glorious day out. You are it's going to be one of those nights, my dears. You are listening to the Sit a Spell Show and I have the amazing balls, the effervescent and titillating. And yes, I did have to look up the date. Shut up, Josh. Teresa Sabina. Hello, my darling. How are you doing?
I'm fine, and I have the awesome, multi-talented, multitasker, gorgeous Lisa Lee.
She's you wouldn't be saying the gorgeous right now if you saw what I looked like. I'm a mess today, but that's okay.
Don't feel bad.
Everybody has an off day. Today is mine.
Today we're just sitting and spinning.
That's what we're doing. We are sitting and spinning. Why don't you explain why we are sitting and spinning, T?
No.
You
know
what? Josh, why don't you do it?
Yeah, Josh, you tell us why we're sitting and spinning.
Oh, not my show. Move on.
Oh. Oh, my God. We got him to be quiet for once. My Lord.
Mark it on the calendar.
Well, I have to turn my mic off to masturbate, so come on. You're breaking my concentration.
Oh, my God. We're 2 minutes into the show. Shark!
So earlier we got to hear your pussies fighting.
Yes.
That was fun.
Cats are cranky.
Kitties so are cranky.
Yeah. So the reason that we were joking about sitting and spinning is because Jackalope got hacked. Took down everything. It was pretty awful. It's all fixed now and apparently there's a competitor out there that does not like to see Jackalope being so successful. I mean, we've had our best, from what I've been told, the whole Jackalope's... Ah! Bear! She just attacked me. Those are my toes.
That's priceless radio right there.
Jeez. So apparently our competitors do not like to see us be successful. So they somehow hacked into our station and got rid of everything. Well, we are back up. But Hart Fisher, who is on Jackalope, he put a big thing out there about, haha, screw you, we're back. And he accidentally named our show the Sit and Spin Show instead of the Sit and Spell Show. So that's why we were laughing, because it's a little cute poke to Hart. So there you go. So T, what have you been up to? This is going to be a very strange show. I can already tell.
It is. Well, you know, we're in the getting towards that retrograde too. So there you go. Pretty much not a whole hell of a lot. Although I did take my daughter out to Walmart, you know, and then we're driving home through Buffalo, and there's like 30 pro-lifers standing in the rain with their umbrellas, and they're standing there, and I'm just kind of shaking my head, and my daughter goes, oh, she just goes on this crazy religious rant. She sounds just like her dad when he was her age, and it's like, she's like, Jesus, her God is a magic mushroom, and Jesus is a zombie, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going, We need to have a little bit of religious tolerance here, Alyssa. You have to respect them so they'll respect you. And she's like, I'm not going to, oh my God, there's no God. Ah! And I, oh my Lord. She sounded just like her dad when we used to have our early religious battles.
Oh my, that's really funny though. So
yeah.
God is a mushroom, a magic mushroom, and Jesus is a zombie.
Yes, and God is a magic mushroom because she says they ate the mushroom and it's all a fantasy. It's all a trip they were on.
It's actually kind of deep if you think about it.
Well, it is, but she can dig a pretty deep hole when she wants to.
My philosophy on religion is actually a little more balanced. I believe religion was made up as a way to keep the masses sedated and a way to desperately feel like you're not alone in a cold, unfeeling universe and that you therefore have no responsibility for your own actions due to the fact that you are not responsible for them, so you can just do whatever you want.
I partially agree with that.
I partially do too. I also feel that it's all about control. That's my opinion.
I also think religion or any kind of faith is a mental illness because, okay, why
I'm a nut job.
Why is it okay to believe in the Holy Ghost and an omnipotent being who controls all of the world and who will send you to a place of fire and brimstone if you don't believe in him, and who's also really bad with a checkbook because he always seems to need money, but it's not okay to believe in unicorns, goblins, or dragons. That'll get you thrown in a mental home. If you believe in this other stuff, you get a grant from the government.
Did you know that unicorns are mentioned in the Bible?
They are?
In the St. James Version, they are. Unicorns and satyrs. Yeah.
Huh.
So to me, I always like to equate it that faith is a mental illness, the same
as
schizophrenia.
Well, I'm mentally ill, dear, and I freely admit being a nut job.
Bear! Sorry.
I don't suffer from insanity. I enjoy every fucking minute of it.
Lisa, your pussy is awful worked up today, huh?
It's got teeth and claws today.
It's because there's some cords, and she's flipping out because it's like a fun thing to play with. Stop! Oh my God, her tail is going insane. Which means she's going to attack it.
So what were you up to, girl?
I'm in Chicago for work. Okay, she's calm now for the time second. I'm in Chicago for work and enjoying all of the wonderful things that Chicago has to offer, aka food and sights and fun stuff. And other than that, what else have I been up to?
I think somebody was craving cake one night.
I was. Oh my God. So I don't like sweets. I mean, generally, I usually don't, but I was craving cake so bad. I sent Ashley a text or I put on her Facebook, Ashley, please, bring me cake. I don't care what kind. And the lovely Karen Ritchie said, come over. I shall make you learn how to make a cake from scratch. So I learned how to make a cake from scratch. And it was pretty delightful.
And it didn't get burned.
Nope. And so I've got cake, and I'm a little high on sugar. But, you know, that's okay.
And your cat's a little high on something tonight. So
yes.
Kind of match. And also your Heather Feather Bear.
I spent the whole weekend with my little Heather Feather Pookie Bear. It was wonderful. We watched scary movies. We went out to dinner. It was just absolutely wonderful. I hadn't seen her since August. And now I probably won't see her again until Ashley's golden birthday, which is coming up on the 24th. And then after that, probably not till Christmas. So Heather is away at college, and she came home to visit for the first time since leaving, and it was absolutely wonderful.
Yes, it was. Now, isn't it great? You and I, we're both Geminis, but we each remember each other's week. We can't remember our own weeks, but I can remember yours.
So true. And I watched... I'm... Teresa, we're supposed to have a movie review, but we don't have one.
I played an evil prank on you, didn't I?
Yes, and it was very evil, and I'll never get that 2 hours of my life back. Thank you very much, bitch. It was awful. What was it called? Satan's best friend? Like that? It was
Oh, no, it
evil
was.
is 666. I don't know what it was called. The devil's
Was
buddy.
something horrid, that's for sure.
It was awful. It was like, oh, witchcraft 666, Satan's wife, or.
Witchcraft 666, the devil's mistress.
Oh, see, I was close. Devil's
Yeah,
buddy.
I watched
Oh,
like
I've
4 minutes of
seen
it.
all 13 of the witchcraft
That
movies.
does not surprise me in the least bit.
So
I
Teresa
could
says,
only
yeah.
tolerate 4 minutes of
And she didn't tell me that, so I watched the whole damn
it.
thing. And I'm watching it going, this is the most awful movie ever, ever in the history of evers. And I go to Teresa when I'm done watching the damn thing because I was like, okay, I'm starting it a little bit late. And she's like, okay, I'm already 4 minutes into it. I'm like, okay, I'll catch up. So she quits the damn movie. And I sit there and watch the whole thing. I'm writing notes going, this is the dumbest fuck, oh, stupid movie ever in the history of evers. And she's like, la, 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 la. I didn't watch it. I thought it was dumb.
You haven't
My
seen
movie
anything yet.
too.
Those movies get way dumber, way more low budget, and way more ridiculous as they go on.
Which
How
is
is that
why we're
even
not going to
possible?
watch them.
No.
Okay, let's put it this way. The series is so bad that each movie takes place after the last movie. Fair enough. The first one took place in when it was made in 1988. And then each movie jumps 4 or 5 years. They say, like, 5 years ago, this event happened. By the one you watched, they were like in 2017 by their own timeline. Yet it still looked a lot like the 1990s, didn't it?
I actually thought it looked more like the 80s, but that's,
No, by that point, it was like 94, 95.
Then
Yeah, that
their
one that you
budget was
watched was
bad.
from 94.
Well, I still saw shoulder pads and big hair. And I curse you, Teresa Savina.
I love you ever so.
Kill you. All right,
You're
we got news.
perfectly shit-tastic.
Citispellisms. All right, we got news. You want to go
Go.
first?
Oh, I suppose I can do it. Maybe it's something I can read without screwing up. How about that? A
Ooh.
grassroots rally to protect South Carolina's massive angel oak. On South Carolina's steamy John's Island is a fern-draped, centuries-old live oak that has withstood hurricanes, the creation of the United States, and every government shutdown to date. But conservationists worry that the tree known as the angel oak could fall victim to encroaching development. They've got 2 months to come up with enough money to buy the land where it has stood for more than 400 years. The tree is a beloved landmark that city officials say draws as many as 50,000 tourists each year. Situated in a small park and a short drive south from Charleston, the oak features massive gnarled limbs that sweep the ground. Its expansive canopy covers some 17,000 square feet. Park is near a
Wow.
34-acre parcel of land currently permitted for high-density commercial and residential use, with plans already in the works to develop half the space for a residential community. You know,
I think that's really sad.
I've had a friend of mine was visiting her daughter, and she went to see that tree. And if you look at the picture, it is just breathtaking. And isn't it like us to destroy what's breathtaking?
Always. That's what we do.
And it's sad.
I agree. It is sad. Mine is not so sad. From Lincoln Center's Macbeth to TV shows like Sleepy Hollow and the originals, witches are everywhere. Here's a sneaking look at pop culture's current crone comeback. All right. Witches are the new vampires. There are so many crones crowding TV screens and stages this fall that sweeps period has taken on a whole new meaning. Well, that's funny. The witches come in all shapes, sizes, and sexes. Consider the atypical trio playing the Weird Sisters along Ethan Hawke in Macbeth at Lincoln Center. Three dudes. No biggie, according to the show directors Jack O'Brien. When the play was first produced for decades and decades afterwards, there were no women in theater. So, of course, the roles were played by men, he said. Those testosterone-heavy hags join the witch who can foretell people's death in Big Fish, and Wicked's pea-green sorceress who's been defying gravity and beckoning full houses since 2003. And then there's Jessica Lange and Julia Ormond whipping up spells to keep audience bewitched on TV. Hocus pocus powers. The only thing you have to be afraid of is me, says Fiona when she waves a hand at the young girls who fly into walls. They're talking about American Horror Story Coven, by the way. My own little thing, I watched a show yesterday called The Witches of East End. It just started. Yesterday was the pilot. It was a little, I'm going to do my own little quick review. It'll be better than the movie review, so screw you, Teresa. It was a little busy. It's like they tried to pack in so much stuff into the very first episode that it got a little confusing and contrived. But it was fun nonetheless. There's an evil witch. There's two sisters that are both immortal and they don't die. Obviously that's what immortal means. And then there's two daughters and there's some bad thing out there that's trying to kill them. They have magical powers. The daughters don't know that they're witches. They will in the next episode, apparently, though. I thought it was pretty fun, and I'll continue watching it. I don't know. I've got, other than it was a little too busy, it was well acted. It was fun. The one sister is funny and quirky. You gotta like that. And that's about it. So that's on Monday, or no. Sundays at, I believe, 9 o'clock Eastern or Central Standard Time on the Lifetime channel. So I will keep you abreast of what is happening of the TV world. And I should make T do all the...
Shouldn't breasts always come in too?
Shut up. You're a nerd. All right. And with that, we are going to take our first break. You're listening to the Cityspell Show, and we will be right back.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too. Does that make me crazy? Does that make
Welcome back to the Sit a Spell Show. We have the amazingly wise Candy Ayers with us again. Sweetheart, what kind of wisdom do you have for us this week?
Well, today's quote comes from David Littlewood, and he says, "There is nothing I can tell you that you do not already know. There is no question that you can ask me that you yourself cannot answer. You have just forgotten."
So what does that mean?
Well, to me, I believe in archetype memories and archetype triggers that are connected to past life events. And so from my personal viewpoint on that, it means that we have the knowledge within ourselves from many, many lives, and that sometimes all we need is just to have someone listen to us, and it triggers it, and we know the answers. Or we know how. Have you ever done anything and you knew how to do it without being told?
Like cooking? I'm just kidding.
Moving right along.
No, because Lisa still can't cook.
Now, I kind of think it talks of your intuition.
Yes. You got to listen to yourself, because I mean, many times I know myself, if I'm having a problem or a question that I'm wrestling with, that if I just have someone that will listen to me and be a sounding board, I don't necessarily want them to answer or need for them to answer. I just need to put it out there, and then all of a sudden the answer is like a light bulb going off in my own head. Have y'all ever done that?
Oh, yeah. Lisa got real quiet because she has nothing profound to say today.
Well, just don't do profound. Just do whatever.
Pull out your blonde moment. Come on. Pull it out.
You can do this.
Is this Lisa Day today and nobody told
yes,
me?
Yes, it is. Well, I know as an empath, one of the things that I did, but I didn't really know I was doing it, was I was listening to the intuition that was coming to me as a kid, and it pulled me out of a lot of situations that I could have been DOA.
Wow.
So, yeah, so that's real important to me, is to listen to that intuition. Because I knew, do not go there. Do not do that.
And you listened, and so now you're still here.
Yes. Much to everybody's disappointment. No.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that.
I know. I'm just being funny now.
Okay, we can laugh. I know that one time I was, it was on a Halloween, which makes it a Halloween story, which is the right time of year. We had run out of gas on the interstate. And my husband walked to get gas, and when he did, I just had my hand outside playing with the side view mirror, and something said, "Put your hand in or you could lose your arm." And I immediately did, and a car hit us and took off the mirror.
Oh, my.
And it was just, if I had not listened to that little voice that's saying, you know, just, and did it, I mean, it was within seconds. If I hadn't done it right away, it would have been disastrous.
Oh, my God.
Does cultural memory play into this?
Yes, it does. Because with the archetype memories that come from that, we have cultural memories that key into it. And we all have had these situations many times. And when we live in a culture, I'm sorry, I got tongue-tied. When we live in a culture, we tend to pick up the memories of each other's and our ancestors. And we can utilize those in present day. And they come to us as ideas and thoughts like we would not have thought of ourselves, but they've happened before. And we reach deep into our subconscious and bring them forward to get answers.
Very interesting.
I know that with my own intuition, when it comes to... This is the most profound thing I can come up with, guys. I'm sorry. When it comes to my own intuition, as far as being directionally challenged, if I'm driving and I'm lost, like crazy lost, which happens to me on a daily basis pretty much...
Hourly
is also true. I can drive out of my driveway, and if I go left, I'm supposed to go right, then I'm screwed and lost for hours. I can't tell you how much gas I've gone through.
Yeah.
I know that if my instincts are screaming, "Lisa, turn left here. You are going to get where you belong. If you just have to turn left." I know that if I listen to my instincts and my instincts are telling me, "Turn left," it means turn right, because my instincts are screwed, directionally challenged. So I've actually I actually do the absolute opposite of what my instincts tell me to do when I'm driving. And it actually works for me, believe it or not.
So you're having a mirror effect when it says do one thing, you do the opposite, and it works.
Yes. At least when it comes to driving.
That's blonde intuition.
Then how did you wind up with two ex-husbands?
I'm a terrible judge of character, too.
Because she followed her instinct.
Exactly. See,
instead of ignoring it.
Was it her instinct she followed or something else?
She followed her instinct instead of... Because when she's driving, if she doesn't follow it, then she gets where she's supposed to go.
Actually, I'm going to tell you something that I haven't told anybody before. So I'm just going to share this with, you know, just us right now. But in regards to my last one, I actually knew in my heart the whole time that he was a bad, bad man. But I was so caught up that I just ignored. But in my gut, I knew that he was not a good person.
That's what con men do. Con men con people.
Well, no, I know. I totally get that. And I don't want to make this about the douche. I mean, I don't want to make this about him. I'm just saying I actually knew. So when it comes to directions, I just stuffed that instinct down because I just didn't want to believe it. But I knew the whole time. But I'm telling you, the direction thing, that really works for me anyway. It really does.
I think that a lot of times we follow what we want to do versus what that little voice tells us to do. And that's what I meant when I said, was it your instinct you weren't following, or was it something else? You were thinking with, you know, a different type of intellect there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes me sad.
What makes you sad?
That she didn't listen to her gut. But you had awesome learning lesson.
Absolutely.
A huge lesson from that.
Absolutely.
So that was obviously in your life contract to do. So there you go.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I wouldn't change anything because look at all of that I've learned and look at all the people that I'm helping now because of that. So
that's wonderful.
It's a blessing.
Yep. So what about getting answers by osmosis? You learn by overhearing something and you don't realize it.
Well, I think plays a big part too because our subconscious listens to all the conversations going on around us, and we pick it up a little bit here and a little bit there, and then it comes together, and we go, oh, and we think it's our own bright idea when it's been given to us by three or four different people, our inputs. So I believe very much in learning by osmosis.
I think that's brilliant.
I'm so glad that Josh, you know, he types in questions for us when we have our blonde moments.
I'm just thankful for Josh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Can I just change the topic just for a second?
Yes.
Okay.
So Josh gave us homework to do, Teresa and I. And we had to go through every single show that we've ever had. And Lord knows, there's a freaking ton of them. I had no idea. In fact, I listened to the one where we wished Heather a happy 19th birthday. And she's like, holy crap, you've been on that long? She goes, And I got to say, Josh, thank you. Thank you so much for all that you do for us, because Teresa took the last half and I'm doing the first half when it was just me. Those shows were painful to listen to.
Hence why I had you listen to those.
Oh, my gosh, they were terrible. Me trying to be witty and funny and talk to nobody but me. Oh, my God. And it was just painful. So, Josh, thank you so much for being our Superman, because you make us pretty.
Da-da-da.
Hum-ba-bug.
Shut up.
Could I take a couple of minutes and say how proud I am of my first degrees that just graduated and became second degrees this weekend?
Absolutely.
You can even name them, my darling.
Oh, I can?
Well, yes, you can.
There's Justin, who is our only male who's made it this far, which is very exciting.
Wow.
There's Tiffany. There's, my mind just went totally blank. Andrea.
Welcome to the show.
Shelly. There is Kim. And there is Samantha. And they they'll have their 1 year and a day ceremony in November when their actual year and a day is up. But they are now second degrees, and I am just so proud of them.
Congratulations, all of you.
Congratulations. That's huge.
Yes, it is. It's very important, and they've done wonderful work.
There was something on, somebody wrote something about high priestesses on your website, and I there was a lot of comments on there. It was about, do you believe that just, I think it was like, do you believe just anybody can be a high priestess or something to that degree? That was a pretty controversial form.
Yes, it was, and I love those types and lots of ideas. I think it boiled down to they leaned more towards they wanted someone with experience than someone that just went out and got a high priestess.
I totally agree. Would you want to learn from somebody who just, you know, anybody, if you go online, everybody's like, hello, I am High Priestess Raven Wolfen Center God person. I mean, they need, you know.
Dragonfly.
There you go. Thank you.
You can get certification or a diploma to be anything online and not study for it.
Yes.
Right. Well, and T, that's something really valid that you just brought up. There, you know, there's so many people out there that claim to be ministers and they're ordained to be blah, 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 which all they did was buy a fake one off of there. Mm-hmm. Actually, I know somebody who claims that he is a minister and he's ordained and he doesn't even have the paperwork. He's a liar on that too. But you refused to do that. You actually went to the classes. You went to classes to get ordained because it was important to you that you had the background and the knowledge behind it, not just the name. And I just thought that was so cool. You were not going to just, you know, do a diploma mill type thing. You actually wanted to have the background and the knowledge. And I just thought that was really cool because you could.
A friend of mine.
Although I didn't go through the years of education that most ministers.
A friend of mine who's a stand-up comic went and did one of those quick, you know, 15-minute ordained things so he could gay marry people just to piss off the Republican Party.
We all have our reasons.
Well, T, you may not have gone through years and years and years, but you still went through the education. I mean, you took it seriously, and I thought that was, that's integrity, in my opinion.
I totally agree.
It just had to have meaning. It had to have some kind of meaning to me.
You've got integrity. Sorry.
Yes. And you have years and years of experience to put behind what you've done. So you did really put in the years just before, not after.
And now she's really putting it in.
What do you mean? I didn't put nothing in anywhere.
No, I meant you're helping people, you nerd.
Oh, okay.
That was not the visualization I got.
I know, that's what I was at it for. All righty, well, thank you very
much. If you're gonna put something in, go to adamandeve.com and use the promo code DROME.
Oh, you stop with your porn crap, buddy. You stick to your shows. We don't get...
You got it.
All right.
That was nicely done, Josh.
Yeah. And he gets what? How much for saying that there, you? Okay. So
I get 15%. I get 15% of whatever they spend.
You be quiet over there. You're yelling at us to toss to break. I'm trying to, and you keep interrupting. So be quiet. So thank you, Candy, for your awesome wisdom. We love you. Congratulations to all the graduates. And we have to toss to a break before I smack Josh.
Oh, my God. So off the rails tonight.
I know this feeling in my neck means I'm losing control. Hey, na, 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 hey, na.
spin show, our retrograde special. And tonight we have with us Tom, and my brain went numb.
Rydell,
thank you. So there you go, retrograde. And how you doing, Tom?
Doing good. I think it's great. It's sort of like what I want to talk about tonight, a little bit of ghost hunting, a little bit of magic since Halloween's coming up, Harry Houdini. And it's really cool that Lisa is in Chicago, and magically I'm sort of there myself in a way. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Okay, so what do you want to ask me?
Okay, so you are You are part of a paranormal team.
Yes, I am.
Bright Paranormal.
Bright Paranormal out of Maplewood, Minnesota, and other places. I believe we have members in Texas.
One member in Texas.
And where's Teresa from?
No, Stockers.
Oh, you're from Soda?
Minnesota. I'm in one of the long lost little blink and you miss it towns in the western suburb area.
Oh. Okay.
The one thing that I like about our team is we are completely different. We're not about fame. We're not about book deals or promos or
TV shows,
none of that. We stay under the radar. We don't even have a website. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a founder. We're all the same. We're all leaders. We're all founders. And we only do it to help people. And we stay really busy. And it's all through word of mouth because we don't promote at all. This is the most promoting that we're going
to
do.
I find it interesting that there's a lot of people out there who want to get into this kind of business to create their own television shows. And although that may sound, you know, very exciting and dramatic and famous, like Teresa and Lisa have said, we're not in it for the fame. And in fact, I think you would agree with me, Lisa and Teresa, that fame sometimes spoils the event or the investigation, because really, all you're really doing is thinking about money and getting ratings. And that's not bad.
And getting laid.
Yeah, and getting laid. But that's all part of the nature of the business when you're producing a program. Don't you want ratings? Don't you want money? Sometimes, you know, obviously, it's costing you money to produce it. So if you go out there, you might be over-exaggerating, or you might be creating things that are happening that aren't really happening, such as the magicians do. And I used to be a close-up sleight-of-hand magician, and I guess I still am, because I'm going to perform a little magic tonight with a little help from Lisa. She'll have to be my...
In Chicago.
In Chicago.
All right, I'm just going to say it. So just I'm doing it regardless of what Teresa and Josh said, okay?
I didn't say. I said go for it.
All right. I am not in Chicago yet. I am supposed to be in Chicago, but I am not. When this airs, I will be in Chicago. I am at home with my cat.
Attacking her.
Attacking me.
So where do we leave off?
Magicians,
yes. Harry Houdini, who exposed Marjorie the medium back in the 1920s, was instrumental in exposing the frauds. And magicians, like myself, like to fool and lie to people, but they let you know you're being lied to, unlike some people we know in this business who have written books and done other things that probably weren't correct and probably weren't...
They're fraudulent.
Actually, fraudulent would be a good word. So I think that's kind of what we do. We try to go in and we try to focus on the evidence, and we try to focus on the reality and not exaggerate and all that other kind of stuff that magicians and other people like to do. Would you agree with that, Teresa?
Yep. You know, I was watching Ghost Lab a couple nights ago on Netflix, and I didn't really you know, they like to go in there and really, really push and, you know, challenge all the spirits. And the one show I watched, they did this in this person's home. And then when they said to them, can you clear the energy? They go, oh, we don't do that. Oh, you churn all this shit up and then you don't help them afterwards? That really made me angry.
I don't watch any of the shows. I just can't. They're just annoying, and I shouldn't say a lot of them because I don't know for a fact a lot of them, but I know that some of them have been caught faking evidence. There was a big thing on Collargate on one of the shows, and I understand that they need their ratings, but if you go into a real haunted location, you shouldn't have to fake evidence. And I can't stand how there's a new show cropping up every 30 seconds. It's like, oh my God, will this, please, this whole paranormal thing just implode once and for all? Because there are teams popping up all over saying, I'm a demonologist. They don't have a clue what they're talking about, and they're causing more harm than good. And then we have to go in and clean the crap up.
Mm-hmm. So, in regards to faking and being deceptive, I'm going to perform a trick, and you're going to have to describe to everybody what I'm doing here.
He has got a, what do you call that?
It's a scarf.
Thank you.
Yeah, a scarf or a silk. Us magicians like to call them silks.
Okay, us girls like to call them scarves.
Okay.
He's got a scarf, and he is folding it into, he's taking all four corners and folding them into each other.
Mm-hmm.
And
this isn't going to work unless I turn it over like this.
No, he just flipped it.
Maybe this isn't going to work at all.
Yeah, this is great for radio.
Okay. So if we make believe that we put a ghost under here and we lift up and we maybe blow under here a little bit.
Okay, there's a ghost underneath.
There's a ghost underneath the silk. And if I call the ghost name, which we'll use Glorpy, is a ghost that we used to use in the magic circles. And actually, this is the name of the trick.
Glorpy? But
Glorpy. And Glorpy. If you watch the center of the silk, you can see something happening.
Yep, the ghost is moving it. Ghost is moving it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wait, Tom, how are you doing that?
Magic.
Okay, that was kind of cool.
Can you keep a secret?
Yeah.
Is it over your lap?
No, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so
I will videotape what Tom is doing, and I will put it on our site so that you can see the ghost moving the scarf. It's actually pretty damn cool. So I will videotape that and put it on our show, on our website.
Yeah.
And on our Facebook. Tom, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah.
Doing some magic on this show.
A little bit of magic.
So, Tom, we appreciate you coming on the show. You've got a website and stuff. You've got stuff going on. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you got going on?
Well, I do also, besides doing the paranormal investigations, I have a blog talk radio show called The Writer's Lounge. We interview authors, first-time authors, and we've just completed our 55th show.
That's impressive.
And so, you know, continuing to do that and get the people out there that deserve to be recognized.
And it's a fun show. I've listened to it. Pretty interesting.
And you've been on it.
And I've been on it. So how do they, if they want to look you up, how do they find you?
Well, you can go to Facebook, look my name up if you want to be friends with me. Or you can go over and look for the Writer's Lounge on Facebook. We also have a page.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Tom.
Thank you.
T?
Yes?
It has been a very wonky little show for us tonight.
Well, and I've got a couple announcements yet to do, too.
Oh, do your announcement.
So, okay. The Mounds Theater on October 11th has their Real Haunted Tours. It starts at 7, and you can book those at www.realhauntedtours.com. And then on Sunday, October 13th, they're having a Rhythm for the Trees Festival. It's going to be a huge drum circle of women, and it's from 1 to 6 p.m., and it's at the Ramada Bloomington Minneapolis Airport. So if you want more information on that, go to www.womensdrumcenter.org. And our guest, Harmony Green, is having another Wooded Mentorship Retreat, which I am going to this one, by the way, and I'm excited. Yay. Is November 15th through the 17th. Call or email to schedule at 612-354-2149. And her email is connect@allowharmony.com. And I'm really excited this year because there's new owners where they're going, and they now have horses.
Wow.
Oh, and awesome. I'm like so titillated that I could burst.
Oh, all those things sound like a ton of fun. T, I expect you to blog the heck out of your time with Harmony. As far as the Mounds Theater, that goes every Friday and Saturday until November, I think. I don't remember. But that is our show. Next week, we have got a new segment, Pagan Parenting with Gail. So that will be fun. She's going to be joining us and talking about how to introduce your children into rituals. So that'll be cool. T, you got anything going on?
Nope, I'm just going to that drum circle this weekend.
And I'm just going to Chicago for real. I'm leaving tomorrow. And I'll be there by the time this airs. So I want to thank you all for spending this, what will be...
wonky time.
Oh my God. It was off the chain tonight, seriously. Off the chain. Thank you so much. Remember to go out there and make a difference in somebody's life, even if it's just a smile. You may change their life or save a life. Remember that you are perfect in absolutely every single way. And remember to always, always, always take back your light. Blessed be my darlings.
See this all town of Halloween. This is Halloween. Cytospell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.